Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on the link.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Give me an O-C-K, and then the crowd yells rock really loud. Now that's a fucking concert.
I'm not giving anyone a fucking R.
Hello, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, Bonusode 5.
That's right, the smooth sounds of the Trailer Park Boys.
It is. Today we are going to be talking about some favorite moments of the Trailer Park Boys for us. It's kind of in honor of Bernard.
Yeah, Bernard Robichaud.
Yes, he is going on. He's going to be doing a show out. Tell me a little bit more about this.
He's going to be doing a West Coast tour. He's the guy who plays Cyrus. For any of you Trailer Park Boys should know who
Fan
he
favorite.
Is. Yeah, and he has a 9mm gun that his old man gave him in grade 7.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking prick. Safety always off.
Yep. Always.
And that's his website, safetyalwaysoff.com. If you want to contact him, send an email to contact@safetyalwaysoff.com. They're looking for more and more fans and more reasons to get him on a tour over here.
Let's get him over on the West Coast.
Ricky Bubbles and Julian did a massively successful West Coast tour that sold out every time and every place that it played. And so we're hoping to get Cyrus into maybe Helium or Aladdin Theater and then maybe bring him down to the Green Room. Thanks to Yancey, our friend. His name's Sean McLean up in Portland.
Uh-huh.
We were going to have him on the show.
He has cardboard bubbles.
Yes, he has a cardboard bubbles who actually came to my Helium competition night, and Bubbles was there to watch me. So that
cardboard
was awesome.
Bubbles. Cardboard what did he bubbles. Say to you after the show?
He said, "Do you know Rush was coming to the Metro Center? Why do you guys just always want to think about dope?" His voice isn't quite that low, but that's my Bubbles impersonation. So, yeah, we're going to cover some episodes, by the way, before we get any farther. In case you don't know, my name's Terry Guile. I'm the white guy of the podcast, and this is my partner over here.
I am Gatch, the Indian of the podcast.
And I don't mean partner like Chick-fil-A.
More like Pilgrim.
We're like partners.
Pilgrim.
Partners in podcasting. We're partners.
Partners.
They're podcast partners. Yep. That's a partner. Podner. So, yeah, thanks for listening to our Monday episode, which we created especially for you rabid fans who can't wait from Friday to Wednesday.
Yeah. Before we get going on that, though, I had this quick little game I figured out last night.
I like games.
And so I wanted to, like, see your movie knowledge of critical assessment of movies. What I did is I went on to Comcast on the little TV guide thing there.
Uh-huh.
And I checked out some movies that you're probably familiar with. And I saw how many stars they gave it and maybe compare it with how many stars you would give it.
Okay, that's cool. I'm used to seeing the star system on Netflix, which is created by myself.
Yeah.
They tell me how many stars. But then they say how many stars they think it should get compared to what I put stars on other ones.
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes it'll say, this movie is rated at 3.9 stars for Terry.
Yep.
Which is kind of stupid. But
I like going through and clicking, not interested.
Yeah.
Get those out of there.
Yeah. Bridges to Madison County, not interested.
Yep.
So I want my $9 back.
This is on a scale of 1 to 4 stars. All right. Well, I've seen some with zero, but I don't know if maybe they just didn't get around to it. None of these
are zero. I don't think zero counts.
All right. So the first one is Napoleon Dynamite. Have you seen this movie?
We talked about that before. I saw part of it, but didn't watch all of it. And I've seen parts of it several times now, but it was one of those movies that I didn't watch when it came out. And then the hype superseded the quality of the show. So I don't know if you asked me, but I would only give a one star.
One star? I have not seen this movie, so.
But it's funny, I guess, but it's just like
the hype machine, the same thing. But
it's not that funny.
It's probably one of those, some comedies you have to see on opening weekend or else they're just.
But I'm going to say, and this is a low estimate, I'm going to say Comcast gave it 3 stars.
That is correct. They did give it 3 stars.
Ow! What do I win?
Nice.
What do I win?
You can win another question.
Oh, man.
All right.
Did I mention he was trying to buy dope off me this morning, Barbara?
See, Ricky.
Yep. All right. How about Dude, Where's My Car? Have you seen that one?
I have. Not when it first came out, but when it came to video, I think I rented it, and then I saw it several times on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
When I was living alone
and
watching
it. It took me a long time to realize it was a stoner movie. Not that I watched it and then it took me a long time, but it took me a long time to watch it and go, oh, I didn't know this was a stoner movie.
There is a part of that movie that comes up in conversation many times, at least like a few times a month. And then. No more and then. I would say, and I'll do this again, I would say that might be a 2-star movie. Ashton Kutcher is not my favorite. Sean William Scott, isn't he in it too?
Yeah, I think so.
American Pie guy.
Yeah.
Okay, for a goofball comedy, some funny moments, I would give it 2. I would say that they're probably going to give it 3 as well.
1 star.
Whoa, they hated it.
Star.
Now, how is Napoleon Dynamite going to get 3 and Dude, Where's My Car gets 1? That should be a flip-flop right there.
Yep, Comcast, Frank. What are you doing?
You guys are fucking idiots, man.
All right, this is a favorite Christmas time movie. I don't know why they're showing it this time of year, but Jingle All the Way.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jingle All the Way.
Yep.
I say Jingle All the Way. I think that I know that I've never watched that movie. I thought that it was a kid's movie, somewhat... kind of lost Arnold after True Lies, and he started doing those movies with Donny DeVito, twins. Goofball comedies.
Kindergarten Cop.
He want to run for governor of California just so he could say gubernatorial. I would give it, if you said it's possible, 0 stars for Jingle All the Way, but I would say because obviously they're retarded, that they would probably give it 4 stars.
Jingle All the Way down to 2 stars.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. I like that better than the fact that Dude, Where's My Car only got 1.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, let's swing down to the other side of the Arnold wagon, Terminator 2.
Swing on down to the other
Terminator
side.
Terminator 2.
Now, when that came out, I don't care who you are, that was a badass fucking movie. Chrome cop dude, that blonde-haired dude, and he turned into chrome, and then, like, I'll be Bach. Wasn't that what spawned that?
Yeah.
That was the original Terminator.
Out of the beginning or whatever.
I'm not a big action movie fan, but I dug that one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in years, but I would say if you asked me back then, I'd say, like, probably 3 or 4 stars. Because it's Arnold and it's action-packed. I would say Comcast must say 4 stars.
4 stars?
4 stars.
Nice, dude,
I'm 2 for 2 now on Comcast.
Yep.
So we're doing all right here.
All right. Let's go to an older movie with William Hurt.
Ouch.
Holly Hunter.
Ooh.
And I can't read that name that I wrote, but Broadcast News. Albert Brooks.
I know you were going to say that.
Albert Brooks.
I remember Broadcast News vaguely. I think probably watched it as a young teenager. Uh-huh. Do you know what year it came out?
Oh, this was like 80s.
Mid-80s, yeah.
Maybe even 80s.
My parents had recently got the movie channel.
Yeah.
And they would play the same, just like they do today, they play the same movies over and over, like every 4 hours, the same movies for the whole month. And so that was on several times. It was kind of a magazine or a newspaper? Did you never watch it?
TV Broadcast News.
I didn't really dig it. William Hurt never really got into me. I never got into him.
That's you
why.
Heard him,
he hurt me. Holly Hunter was cool in a few movies, but I didn't dig that movie, so I don't know a lot about it. But because of what I know about the movie, and it had a little critical acclaim, I'll just guess mediocre 3 stars.
They gave it 4 stars.
Now, why?
It's always been a critically acclaimed movie, but I don't know if it's for me. I've watched it even recently, and there's some high drama in it, but it is a little bit dated, I would say. But it is acted well, so, you know.
Right on. I don't know a lot about it.
You know, media has changed a lot since then.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't have given it 4 stars even if I watched it, because not my cup of tea.
Here's one I'm sure you've watched 100 times. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Never. I've never seen it. Where did you get this list?
Just give me a quick guess on this one.
I'm going to say 1 star.
2 stars.
Wow.
It
must be really good.
Believe it or not. All right. Here's probably a realistic favorite of yours. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I do love that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it as many times as I'd like to. I'd like to have it achieve the cult status in my memory and brain, like Pulp Fiction and The Shining and all my favorite movies. But I've probably only watched it 3 times. It is a long flick.
It is.
And it's weird as fuck. And if you usually want to get super stoned to watch it, and then you end up falling asleep.
Yeah.
At least I do. I like the scene where they're frying super hard and Benicio Del Toro's in the bathtub for like 12 hours or something like that.
Yeah, dude. That was a great movie.
Yeah, and just because I like it so much, then, I don't know, it's Johnny Depp. I'm torn. I would give it a 4-star rating, but I think that Comcast would either give it a 4-star or a 2-star, but I'm going to have to pick one, so I'll say 2.
I'm a fan of the half-star system, but, you know, I mean, I couldn't go 4, but I can't go 3, you know.
So you give it a 3.5 stars?
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. I can't. A bit. They gave it 2.
Yep, that's what I said. So I win again. Yeah. I'm doing good.
All right, and we're at our final one. I don't know if you've seen this one, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It's like that comic book live action kind of movie.
No, I was going to watch and I didn't. Yeah, I never did see it, but I heard some people say that it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Did you watch
it? You know, it's,
had weird effects, kind
of. Yeah, it's cool. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, all in all, kind of a love story.
Just another brick in the wall.
Just another brick in the love story.
It's just
kind of
another
thing.
Michael Cera movie where he kind of just acts always the same, right?
Yeah, and it's got that new.
He's funny. I dig him, but he's really just him.
Yeah.
You can put him in any movie and it's him.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's kind of weird.
Charlie Sheen, too, right?
Winning!
Did you have a guess for that one?
Oh, I would say they probably gave it 3 stars.
3 stars is correct.
Blammo!
Man, you're good at this game.
I like pop trivia culture bullshit.
I know, and that's it with that list.
And the Trailer Park Boys.
Make a ton of loot, man. It works every time. But can you hook us up?
It's a great idea, guys. I got a little bit of dope here for you.
Yeah, man. It's cool.
He reaches in. Flips
There's
them
no
off.
Fucking dope in town,
you
idiots.
You idiots. Okay, so that was a little snippet there from, I think it was season three. Yeah, when Rush was coming to town, Alex Lifeson came on. But what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about our favorite episodes and our favorite.
Yeah, and would you suggest people get into the Trailer Park Boys in season 1 or season 3?
I'd say 3. That's kind of why I chose that one for an intro. We played a couple clips from it here and there.
Because 1, you know, 1 and 2 are kind of smashed together now as far as like the discs and stuff.
It is.
And they were kind of getting going. You could probably watch it later as a prequel, right?
They did go to jail, yeah. They went to jail at the end of season 1 like they do in every season except for season 6, they don't go to jail, which is weird because they always go to jail at the end of every season. But I've always been told when I got turned on to it by my good friend Phil that you start with season 3 because that's when they were kind of, Bubbles was already an established character. Their production value had came up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They had more money to work with. And then after you realize that you love it and it's your new favorite show,
then you go back.
Then you go back to season 1. And
it's
then
like
there's
a sophomore album.
Then there's even a thing on YouTube, which isn't available on DVD from 1998, it's called Trailer Park Boys, and it's a black and white movie that's like 80 minutes long.
Yeah, I've seen that, I think.
And
the
it's different.
Or something like that.
It's got different characters. Leahy's not in it. Randy plays a guy named Pat, which is his real name in real life. So they were just still kind of morphing the characters. Mike Smith was still just a sound guy, or he might not even have been on then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you already know who the Trailer Park Boys are, but you haven't watched them, you could probably go back and start with season one, because that really establishes where they start from and where they go. And we're going to try to choose a favorite episode from each. Well, before we do that, we were talking about the Rickyisms. I don't know if you listeners know what those are, but they're
I don't need your cherry trees.
They're little phrases that Ricky says that aren't quite correct, but sometimes they really make more sense than the real words. So I'm going to play a little clip here of some Rickyisms for you guys, just so it's funnier when he says it. So check this, the Rickyisms out. This is good stuff.
I don't understand investments. I told you that.
Investments.
Ricky, remember I told you about thinking about each word before you say it? One of those words isn't real.
We call them Rickyisms because
this is the wrong clip.
Ricky says, or
that's got some interview stuff. I'm going to turn that off. But anyway, Rickyisms. I'll give you some supply and command, catch 23 situation, learning stuff by denial and error, just little things that aren't quite right.
You maybe passed grade five with flying carpets.
Yeah, flying carpets. Get two birds stoned at once. What Julian don't know won't, or what Julian don't grow won't hurt him. And there's a ton of them. Maybe I'll find the right Rickyisms.
Let's make a driveway out of hash.
That's just a fact right there. But, so we're going to focus on episode. Let's see. I don't know what episode number it is yet.
Cyrus in season one?
Yes. Predominantly in season one, more than some of the other episodes. He was actually absent from a few episodes in later seasons, but he was in season one because they had just got back from jail, episode one, and Julian gets back to his trailer, and it's all dirty, and there's dishes all over. Corey and Trevor are in there playing video games. He like walks by the hallway's all dirty. There's the sink is on in the bathroom. So he goes through and turns everything off. And then you guys, what the fuck, you guys? And they're like, there's this really hard dude in the trailer now, and he's got a gun, and he's acting all hard with everybody, and he like killed a kid in reform school and stuff. And his name's Cyrus, and he just moved into your trailer, you know, so he was a big part of it. And then at the end, he like says there's only room for one of us in your trailer park, and everybody gathers around, and he throws his stuff out the window. And so it was, he was definitely there in the first season more than most, but I'm trying to find out, where I can find a list of seasons here.
Wikipedia.
I did that, but it's not showing me what I want to see here, episodes. But yeah, there are other episodes in that that kind of are cool is the very last episode of season one where, Ricky and Lucy are getting married.
Yeah.
And, the cops come and they take him to jail because he broke into, they got Ricky super drunk at his bachelor party till he passed out, and then they went to a store to steal a bunch of stuff. Well, while they were in there armed robbing the store for food for the wedding, he woke up and went in to get some smokes. Well, come to find out, he had a gun on him, and so they like get into a shootout in the store, and they're on the film, they're on the camera and everything, and so that's when they came and they took him to jail. And they had to go to jail in their suits. It's pretty awesome. And then that at the beginning of season two,
they get out of
Bubbles go to pick him up, and they're still, he's like, why are you guys dressed up in your suits? And they're like, remember, that's what we got arrested in. You know, so. And I don't know if you know how it came about, but they
that's hilarious
took
stuff.
That movie I was talking to in black and white. They took it to the film festival.
Take it
The guy who plays Ray, which is Ricky's dad.
He's Bill, the producer, right?
Yeah, he's the one that saw it and said, this needs to be a TV show.
Yeah.
You know, he said, this is really cool and we could make it into a thing or
Plus
whatever.
Plus, he wanted to get out of the pissing in jugs life, right?
Yeah, I don't think he was really a jug pisser.
What?
But, not in real life.
Jug pisser, isn't that one of those guys that follows ICP?
No, those are juggalos.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I got a list here. Now, I think that this is going to be my favorite episode. All it's right. It's episode 4 of season 1. It's called Mrs. Peterson's Dog Gets Fucked Up.
Oh, wow.
That's a great episode where Julian's neighbor has this neighbor, and she's, he has a neighbor, and she's an old lady, Mrs. Peterson, and he said that she thinks he's her grandson, so he just lets her think that.
Julian or the dog?
Julian.
Okay.
Julian. And then Miss Peterson has a dog, so Julian watches the dog sometimes. So he's dog sitting, and then he has Ricky watch the dog because he has to go to Julian has to go to DMV. He's like, just take the dog with you. And he's like, no, I'm giving you $7 to watch the dog while I go to DMV. I can't leave the dog in the truck. It could be 15 minutes. It could be an hour at DMV. You know how those fuckers are. And so Ricky takes a dog. He's making a bunch of brownies to sell, some weed brownies, and then he has the dog. And then he's got his daughter, and she's going through this drawer, and she finds a gun. And she's like, look, Daddy, a gun. And then she shoots it, shoots him in the ass. As he's getting the brownies out of the oven, he drops the brownies and spills them, and then the dog eats up all the brownies.
And gets all fucked up.
Yeah. And then that's when Sam Losko gets into the... I don't know if you know who Sam Losko is, but he's a recurring character. He was the veterinarian on that episode, and so they couldn't afford to go to a doctor, so they went to the veterinarian to get the bullets out of his ass.
Yeah.
And so then he had him go get a truck back. It's a bunch of stuff, but it was pretty awesome episode. And then he takes the dog back, and the lady goes, oh, you've had too much to drink and whatever. She takes the dog back, and he goes, how was, you know, wherever she went, she had a doctor's appointment or something. That's why he's watching the dog. She goes, I didn't have an appointment. She goes, I went out birthday shopping for you, Julian. I got you the new NWA. And he was pretty stoked. And then she called back later in the end of the episode as her calling on his answering machine. I don't know what's wrong with this dog, Joe Julian. He's all fuckered up. And she's like an 80-year-old woman.
Yep.
She's all cussing and stuff. So that was one of, I think that's my favorite episode from season 1 when Mrs. Peterson's dog got fucked up.
So that's sweet.
Yeah.
And, I would like to take a break and ask if there's a chance that your light is on inside your van.
Dude, it totally looks like it. I mean, it doesn't look like it. It is on. So, yeah, I'll go shut that off real quick if you want.
Right on. Yeah, that's fine. Word to the turd.
There we go. Okay. So, yeah, my van light was on. That's dangerous. I could have had a dead battery.
Yeah, that sucks.
I could grow weed in my van. That's what Ricky did. So, like he said, my life's going pretty good in season 1. He's like, I got 4 weed plants going in my... He needed to borrow a cat from Bubbles.
Isn't that the one where he had the guard cats?
Well, he wanted to borrow a cat from Bubbles, and then Bubbles was pissed because no kitty of his was living in a weed car, a car. And he's like, I've only got 3 weed plants left. You see this place? A fucking squirrel peed on it. He's like, I need that cat. And Bubbles, that's a fucking loner. That was a loner. I didn't give him to you.
I like the episode where, wasn't there where he had the cat, the kitty playland?
Oh, yeah, Kittyland.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I think, season 6.
Nice.
I think that was one of my favorite episodes of season 6. But my favorite episode of season 2, I would have to say, was the Bible Pimp. You see the Bible Pimp?
Oh, I know. I've seen it. I might need a refresher.
It was where the couple, it was a guy and a girl, were selling Bibles door to door in the trailer park. And they were just full of shit. They didn't know what they were talking about. He's like, we go door to door spreading Jesus' word, just like Jesus did from Shadrach to Meshach to Abednego. And those are people.
Yeah.
Those are people, not places. And then you could tell that they're like the same age. This guy's probably 30. The chick's probably 25 or whatever. And he's like, this is my daughter. But it's not his daughter, obviously. And they're selling the Bibles for $50, $60 or something. And so then, like, the girl convinces Julian, and she's kind of got, like, a Princess Leia hairdo. And Julian kind of falls for her because she's trying to scam him, obviously. You know, they end up stealing their weed, their whole crop. And it's funny because he goes,
crop of shit.
He left it there and went to take her out to dinner. And then Ricky just happened to be with Sarah out to dinner as well at this fucking Chinese restaurant. And he looks over, he's Julian. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just getting something to eat. He's like, it looks to me like you're fucking on a date with Cinnamon Roll Head. Because she's kind of got Cinnamon Roll, like the Princess Leia. Yeah, Cinnamon Roll Head. And so then they go back to the place. All the weed's gone. And then they realize where they recognize her from the Gentleman's Club. So she's a stripper. Turns out she's a stripper.
Uh-huh,
and
her name was Cinnamon Girl?
No. I don't know what her name was. But so then they go back down there. They get all their weed back. And those guys get arrested for something, I don't know, for stealing people's money, I guess. But yeah. That's a great episode. The Bible Pimp. It's kind of a close tie with the last episode of season two, which is the Bear Pimp Project.
Uh-huh. They were pimping that episode.
Yeah, that was the one where they did a porno spoof on the Blair Witch Project to get Sam Lasko in trouble so Barb wouldn't marry him. And that was Bubble's second appearance in some of J-Rock's adult films.
Yeah, that was his second appearance?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the Russians?
That was the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's like, it ain't a porno, man. It's an adult film. There's a big difference between a porno and an adult film.
J-Rock,
it's like, you'll
awesome.
Be bigger than Ravine, dog. Bigger than Ravine. I don't even know. Ravine is someone that Ricky kind of looks like from overseas. It's a magician or something like that. And all the kids tease him and say, what's up, Ravine? And then they call Julian Patrick Swayze. Which is
he's always
funny.
Got the drink in his hand, though.
Yep, I saw one. I can't remember. Maybe I can find what episode it was about my dope trailer. That was in, I think, one of these episodes. Dope players, no, a dope trailer's no place for a kitty. But anyway, they crashed and they rolled it in a truck, and Julian comes out of the upside down truck with his drink, and it's not spilled. And they rolled it. And then let's see, I'm going to have to say season three, my favorite episode is the one we were playing some clips of, Closer to the Heart, which is Rush.
Closer to the Heart.
And Alex Lifeson is actually on that episode. He couldn't get tickets because they were sold out, and so he went and kind of kidnapped Alex Lifeson, but he said he didn't kidnap him, he borrowed him.
Yeah,
he
borrowed him.
Borrowed him.
Yeah, you're bored.
Yeah, and so he goes, I'm his guitar tech, I need his room key, and then he goes up to the room, and then he like duct tapes him up, and he's like, this guy's a male prostitute, and he's on drugs. He's like, I thought you said you were his guitar tech. He goes, I'm an undercover police officer, and I got to take him away. And so he kidnaps him, and he's like, Bubbles, check this out. I got something even better. Better than tickets to Rush. I've got the dude from Rush.
The dude from Rush.
And he's like, dude, you kidnapped Alex Lifeson? He's like, I didn't kidnap him. I borrowed him. He goes, play that fucking, play I Like to Rock. Alex Lifeson says, that's April Wine. He goes, oh, well, then play that Diane Sawyer song or whatever. And so he starts playing Tom Sawyer, but he's all duct tape up and he can't even reach the strings hardly. And he's all on acoustic guitar.
Nice.
And he's like, Ricky, you got to untape him. And then they go backstage. They sneak through the sewer and get backstage. They end up with Rush's clothes because Corey and Trevor put all their dope in their wardrobe case and took their clothes. And then Alex Lifeson tries to get Randy to put a shirt on, and he would not do it. He's like, I don't wear shirts. I don't wear shirts. And Bubbles comes up. He's like, if Alex Lifeson tells you to fucking put a shirt on, you put a shirt on. And he wouldn't put the shirt on. And then because they stole his answer. They won a trivia question to win backstage passes, and you could be Alex Lifeson's guitar tech.
Yeah.
And so they finally talked Alex Lifeson into letting Bubbles be his guitar tech because he knew the answer to the trivia question that Mr. Leahy and Randy stole. So every episode just has so many little things like that.
Oh,
it's kind of like
great.
South Park or Seinfeld. You know, you got all these different plots.
Intertwining plots.
Yes.
And it's continuing. Awesome. I love Arrested Development for that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
I can't wait till that comes back around. Coming back around again. My phone's blowing up. I keep getting
boom.
All right, moving on to season four, where they're getting better and better all the time. Their quality's moving up. Their writing is getting better. And a lot of people, when they watch this, they think that it's just like off the top of their head, but it's all really cleverly written and they stick to the script. They do have some ad-libbing that comes along after doing many takes or whatever.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And then,
Any show does.
You kind of do a little bit of variance of off the script just to see if you could, you know, what moments can happen.
Yeah, and season one and two, Bubbles was kind of like a sideline character. He wasn't he wasn't even in every episode, but then he became like the most popular character. And in season three, he started to shine a little bit more on that Rush episode where they focused on him. Now, season four, he really, he comes out. I mean, he does the Green Bastard, which is his that's his wrestling alter ego. Conky comes out, which is his little puppet.
Yeah, his puppet.
What
There's
else?
A cardboard
happens?
Conky, isn't there?
Yeah, Sean McClain also has a cardboard Conky.
Yeah.
And also the shit analogies really start to fly more in season four, where episode one of season four is called Never Cry Shit Wolf.
Yeah.
And that's when Mr. Leahy tells Bubbles that the shithawks are going to get him. And he's all scared. He's like, what's a shithawk? What's a shithawk? It's a big shitty bird that fucking swoops down on you and fucking carries you off to their shit nest. And then he's like, Leahy with his shit analogies, he's like, you guys are clinging to the shit rope. It's like, what's a shit rope? He's like, it's a shitty rope. You just keep slipping down and you keep trying to get up. And Leahy's one of the most awesome, what's his name? I won't be able to remember right now. John Dunsworth. Great actor. Great actor. He actually wrote a book called The Dick Shitinary.
Yeah.
Dictionary, and it's all of his shit analogies, like shitacanes and shit abysses and shit ropes and shit birds and shit hawks.
That'd be
shit
great.
Wolves.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to get that book.
I think it's out of print already. They might do a reprint, but you might be able to find one like on eBay, like a used copy or something like that, or Amazon. You can click on our link when you go to buy it, and then we'll get money. But even though all those are so great, I'm going to have to say my Conky episode is my favorite one.
Yeah.
That's where Bubbles has a severe toothache. He has a huge abscess to where he could go into a coma, is what Julian told him. He doesn't like dentists and he doesn't like doctors. He's just going to try to pull it out. So he tries to pull it out by tying a rope around or a string around his tooth and tying it to the door and then kicking it open real quick. And Ricky just happened to be on the other side, smacked him right in the nose. That was a great moment. And then he goes out to the swamp and finds Conky, which is a little puppet.
It's a puppet for his hand.
Yeah, and it's someone that he can confide in and that he could let his voice that he wouldn't normally talk, you know, lose his inhibitions and say things that Bubbles wouldn't say.
Yeah.
And it gets him in some trouble. They end up shooting him.
Yeah, they shot the puppet, Conky.
Yeah. They were going to shoot it with Bubbles' hand in it, and Ricky stopped after Julian told him, if you shoot Bubbles, you will shoot his hand. But then Conky started singing Patrick Swayze with the dirty dancing. He's like, oh, my Julian. And so then he shot him, and you know, but yeah. We got people pulling up to the podcast. I think there's fans in the area. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Neighbors are home. Anyway, so yeah, Conky, check that out. Leahy and Randy are dealing with the ever growing cat population.
How many cats are around at this time?
I think he had 30 some cats in the park that he had to take care of them all. So, you know, he has a lot on his plate there, poor Bubbles.
They were also getting more episodes around this time, weren't they, per season?
Yeah, season one and two only had a total of, like, 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Season one had six, season two had seven, season three had eight, so they're slowly ramping up. And then season four also had eight, but after season five had 10 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And then they gypped us on season six because they were making the movie at the time.
Uh-huh.
So they only had six episodes on season six.
They were longer than that.
And then
crazy.
Season seven was 10 episodes as well. So there's a total of 55 episodes on all seasons, which is over almost 24 hours. If I've figured it out, for a Trailer Park Boys marathon, you can watch all seven seasons, the two movies, and the two specials. It takes just over 24 hours.
Bam.
We should have a Trailer Park Boys marathon.
Yeah, and we'll
we'll podcast with it.
Yeah, marathon podcast.
24-hour podcast.
All right, moving on to season 5, the first season with 10 episodes. More shitisms. Lots of shit talking on this one. Episodes as such as the shit puppets, don't cross the shit line, the winds of shit, and the shit blizzard. And those are just titles.
Is that a Scorpions reference? The winds of shit?
No, but you can hear it when the winds of shit are blowing. It's just when the shit barometer is getting just right. But I'd have to guess that it's hard to pick one episode. But I'm going to have to say it's Don't Cross the Shit Line, where Ray and Bubble star in another one of J-Rock's greasy porn films. It's called J-Rock's Greasy Trailer Park Girls Gone Wild.
Nice.
And Leahy and Randy confiscate J-Rock's porno tape, which contains evidence that Ray is faking his disability. That's when he gets arrested. He goes back to jail. Randy and Leahy always causing problems for people in the park.
They are.
They claim that they just want to keep the park a nice place to live, like it used to be back in the old days, you know. And speaking of the old days, season 6 has kind of a flashback to 1977.
Oh, really?
In my favorite episode of season 6 called Halloween 1977, where Ricky and Julian and Bubbles dressed up as Star Wars characters, and then when he pulled in, they spilled alcohol over all of them, all over him, and then pushed his car into a trailer, therefore making people that he was drunk and crashed his squad car, and so he got fired from the force. So it's a backstory. It tells why Leahy's now a trailer park supervisor
rather than a police officer.
Yeah. So this evidence he finds in a couple, Randy had been getting a little too hardcore with his trailer park supervisor duties, and he was kicking people out because Leahy had gotten fired. And so he was cleaning up a house that these long-term tenants had gotten kicked out of, which was bullshit because they'd lived in the trailer park longer than Randy had even been alive, and then he kicked them out for missing one of their payments.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leahy finds some old like projector videos, like from a video projector, like a film projector. And it has the evidence on there that, you know, he wasn't drunk, he wasn't driving drunk, that the people pushed his car. And then he gets reinstated as a police officer on that episode. So
nice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, he got his badge back.
Yeah, and he was still drunk, you know, as one of the earlier episodes was titled, Jim Leahy is a fucking drunk and he always will be.
Yeah.
So even though he got his badge back, he's still a fucking drunk.
Yeah, there was also, this was the one with the Kiddyland Park, right?
Yeah, and I believe so, yeah.
The high-definition piss jugs.
Yeah, high-definition piss jugs. That'd have to be my second favorite, of course. Corey and Trevor opened their own convenience store.
Oh, man, I always dreamed of doing that. I did at my work for a while.
They said that they used to hang out at the store, and the guy that worked there said, you guys can't hang out here all the time, man. They said, so we're going to start our own store. And it was called Convenience, like, not convenience. Like, it was spelled C-O-N-V-I-E-N-T-S. Corey and Trevor's Convenience. So the guy from the local news said, we're focusing on local businesses. If you have a local business that you'd like us to cover, give us a call. I mean, we'll come down. Steve Rogers, Channel 10 News. And he was kind of a big deal, those guys. So they call him Mr. Rogers, Mr. Steve Rogers. And we got a convenience store here in Sunnyvale Trailer Park, and if you come down and put us on your show, that'd be great. And so they proceed to tell him, as the tape is rolling live via satellite in high definition, that they sell single cigarettes for 60 cents a piece, and we've got all the newest movies on DVD that are still in the theater. And he's like, so you're telling me you're selling single cigarettes, which is illegal, and also selling ripped DVDs from the internet? It's like, oh, no, could you, like, we start over and, like, talk about the chips and stuff that we're selling? He's like, we're live on Channel 10. I'm Steve Rogers. And so then he'd also called and talked to Bubbles, and he goes over to Kiddyland. Well, meanwhile, Ricky had to get all of his garbage, all of his shit off Lucy's property because she was broke up with him again.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to start my own store. It's called Garbage Land. He's like, you can't just steal my name of Kitty Land and take a perfectly good name like Kitty Land and just put garbage at the beginning of it. Fucking garbage land. We got to get this place. Steve Rogers is coming on. So he's got piss jugs all over the place because Ricky's dad had to move back to the dump because Randy was all gung-ho about evicting people. And so he evicted Ray. He's back at the dump again. Leahy outed him on the news that he's back at the dump. You can't have a high-definition show with piss jugs all over the place.
You can't.
He's like, he's a trucker, Bubbles. He doesn't know no better. That's why he pisses in the jugs, because when you're on the road, he's like, he hasn't been a trucker for 20 years. Why doesn't he just pee on a tree or something instead of peeing in a biodegradable, non-biodegradable container? So the piss jugs, that was a good definition.
Yeah,
high-definition piss jugs. Which leads us to season 7, the final season. I'm going to have to say the episode containing hair... rocker Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, going off the rails on the Swayze train. Julian and Ricky were so preoccupied with their weed dealings and their shenanigans that Bubbles had taken off with Ray and headed up to the main train festival.
Mm-hmm.
Model trains with Sebastian Bach and Patrick Swayze. Now, Patrick Swayze, the real Patrick Swayze, would not give any permission rights to use his name, so they had to spell it different. It was spelled with two E's at the end. But so Ray gets busted for prostitution. Bubbles is stuck in Maine by himself. The boys go to save him. They take him to the train convention where they meet train enthusiast Sebastian Bach, who's here to see some fucking trains, when he wasn't supposed to be cussing. And then... I guess Ricky goes up to have him sign a picture, but then he doesn't have him sign it because he didn't really care. He's like, hey, man, you know where to get any good dope? He's like, I don't smoke dope. And he's like, bullshit, I saw you on High Times. He's like, oh, you want me to sign that? And he's like, no, I'm cool. I just want to get some dope. And so then they dig through Ricky's dash because they crossed the Canadian border and like threw all their weed out, and then they didn't even get searched. So Ricky was pissed about that. So they're digging through his dash and they're finding like pieces of gum with bud stuck to it and a bead.
Nice.
So like, hey, here's a joint of some stuff I grew. And he's like, do I have to pay for the bee too? Sebastian Bach says, you got bees and gum on this weed and shit? So he smokes. He's like, fuck, this is the best weed. I haven't smoked weed like this since like 88 when we were touring with Scorpions. He's like, hello, California. We are Scorpions. It's like, what the fuck, man? So they party with Sebastian Bach, and that's when they set up the deal to trade all this weed for, like, $480,000 worth of cigarettes. And Bubbles ends up stealing the Swayze Express, which is Patrick Swayze's personal train.
Not the real Patrick Swayze.
It was supposed to be the real Patrick Swayze, but so he's apparently using illegal parts to juice up his rig, and he tried to fight Sebastian Bach because they had like a whole rivalry going on. So anybody who hasn't seen the Trailer Park Boys and is hearing all this, you gotta know it's a show you want to watch. I mean, this episode is only one of 10. You got Jump the Cheeseburger, the Mustard Tiger, which has Phil Collins, not the Phil Collins, but Philadelphia.
One of the Phil Collins. There's a Phil Collins in poker too.
Philadelphia Collins. This is a guy with a really big gut.
Michael Jackson is also on the show quite a bit too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the actors. Actually, we'll get to that here in a bit when we cover the cast. I'd like to cover the bonus episodes that they put out, kind of like this is for you guys. They had some specials that were double length episodes, about 44 minutes. One, the first one was a prequel. It was supposed to happen before season one. It was called Dear Santa Claus, Go Fuck Yourself, which was an awesome episode. Check that out. That's where you learn where Bubbles got his bubble maker and what happened to his parents and why they left him in a shed. A lot of backstory in that one, so check that out. And then also their next special was Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys, which was supposed to be after the first movie, I think, in between the first and the second movie. So,
say goodnight to the bad boys.
Yeah, he says it like Al Pacino. Say goodnight to the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Which that was a bad Al Pacino.
What about this cart boy? What's going on with that?
That was a original short 10-minute movie that was predated any of the other Trailer Park Boys. Bubbles was in it, but his name was Darren, and his cat was actually named Bubbles. And there was a guy, Ricky's name was Ricky, I think, but...
And Jason.
Julian's name was JP. Yeah, they called him Jason. And they were working at the mall, and they were busting Bubbles for stealing carts, because he was trying
That's what he loves to do.
He gets $18 a cart. He steals them from malls when they go over the cliff and they aren't returned to the cart corral. And then he takes them and he resells them to other malls for $18.
Yeah.
So his cat needed a prosthetic paw because he lost it in a car wreck. It's a very poignant story. You guys should watch it. Cart Boy, you can find it on the bonus.
It's a hidden Easter egg.
It's a hidden Easter egg, and it's not even listed. All that there is a cart. If you see a cart icon on the menu of the bonus features on seasons 1 and 2, it has Cart Boy on there. Or you can just watch it on YouTube, because it's on there as well. Trailer Park Boys also had 2 movies.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was The Big Dirty, where they attempted to rob a huge change machine from the mall, because change doesn't have serial numbers and it's non-traceable. That's an excellent movie. And then the next movie was called Countdown to Liquor Day. Megadeth was the soundtrack on that one. Just kidding. And I personally enjoy the first movie better. And then, great news, they are apparently working on Trailer Park Boys.
Three.
Yep.
I like the first one better, too. Isn't that kind of the prequel movie?
Which one?
The first movie?
The first movie?
Yeah.
No, that actually takes place basically in between seasons 6 and 7. As far as the timeline goes.
Oh, I'm thinking of The Dear Santa Claus, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that is. That's a prequel for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that predates, before Jamie was J-Rock, he was still a nerdy kid. Tyrone, he wasn't T or whatever they call him now.
Yeah.
Because they had their rap names. And because of all the lights at Christmas, Julian was having a light contest, Christmas light contest, and the winner of the contest won a big screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
But the only catch was you had to buy all your Christmas lights from Julian, which he stole them. So he stole all the Christmas lights and sold them to all the park residents, and then took that money and bought a big screen TV and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Plus they had a racket going of stealing Christmas presents out of cars at the mall.
Yeah.
That were already wrapped. Right. Yeah. So that was that thing. And then the power went out because too many people had their Christmas lights on. And that's when Jamie got into rap, because he was listening to a record and it went, you know, he's like, well, that sounded pretty cool.
Then he got into that.
Yeah, for sure. So that's basically covers all the episodes and all the movies. We'll touch on some of the actors if you guys aren't familiar with them. We got John Paul Tremblay. Who plays Julian?
Julian.
Mike Smith plays Bubbles.
These, you know, I mean, did they grow up in a trailer park?
No.
Where did the inspiration from the Trailer Park Boys come from? Do you know?
That came from the director, Mike Clattenburg. I don't know if he grew up in a Trailer Park Boys environment or if he was a Trailer Park Boy himself, but I don't know. It was just an idea that they had and characters that they had developed, you know, more of a brainchild than dealing with real life situations. Yeah. Just crazy stuff that they thought of.
Yeah, Julian hires the film crew to document his life.
Yeah, right? In season one, yeah, he's like, I hired this film crew because you ever get that? In the initial black and white movie, he goes, I hired this film crew to follow me around because you ever get that feeling like something big or important is going to happen in your life? I just have that feeling. And so they followed him ever since then. And then when he got out of jail on episode one, he goes, "This you're going to get to know Ricky pretty good because you're going to be following me around, but I'm not going to have it." They get in fights all the time, and they
it
end up being
here,
not being friends.
Ricky is fun-loving. Do you consider Ricky fun-loving?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's dim-witted, low-life, who enjoys marijuana, pepperoni, chips, licorice, cigarettes, chicken fingers, and alcohol.
Yeah. And he really likes those jalapeno chips, too.
Jalapeno chips. I love that episode.
He's like, it's pronounced jalapeno. And he's like, I don't care how it's pronounced. I like fucking jalapeno.
I know. I don't want no fucking jalapeno chips.
And some of the other actors are like, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there's a girl on there, Sarah, who's Lucy's best friend. That is actually Sarah Dunsworth, which is John Dunsworth, who plays Leahy. That's her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter, excuse me. And I think Ricky's daughter Trinity is her little sister as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Jonathan Torrens, who plays J-Rock. He's had some minor success on like the E Channel and more Canadian shows. Let's see who we got. Corey and Trevor. You know, Trevor is the alien skinny one, not the one with the dreadlocks. And his name is Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
He's actually a rapper and a musician. A lot of the music in some of the backgrounds of the episodes and the scenes are his band. And the guy who plays Corey is actually named Corey Bowles. Smoking Bowles. Corey Bowles. He's a choreographer, which is weird that his name's Corey.
Some people, you just know what you want to do in life, right?
Yeah. And then Pat Roach, he plays Randy. And he has actually worked for a water bottling company. He's like a sales manager or something. And he just takes vacation time to film stuff with these guys because he's friends with them. And who else do we got? I'm going by memory here, too. I think we got Sam. I can't remember his real name, but it's Sam Losco. God, what's his real name? I can't remember. Barry Dunn, though, executive producer and championer, or whatever you want to call it. He championed it and brought it to life. Barry Dunn, he plays Ray. You got Lucy DeCouture, who plays Lucy. A lot of them play their own name, you know? Like,
is that because it's hard to remember?
I don't know why.
Sarah.
I don't know why they would do that. I don't know. Ricky's daughter's named Trinity, and she's played by Jeannie.
Jeannie Harrison Steinhardt.
Yeah, and she is named after a strain of weed.
What about, did you mention Shitty Bill?
Shitty Bill never really got a listing. I don't know who plays Shitty Bill. He's never
It is Brian Huggins.
Oh, nice job. And don't forget about Barbara. Can't remember who plays her.
It is
Barb Leahy.
Shelley Thompson.
Shelley Thompson. She does a great job. She actually did a weird thing that a lot of the people didn't notice. At the end of season two, before the character of Barb Leahy was ever established, she played the minister who married or attempted to marry Ricky and Lucy before it got stopped by the cops and Ricky got taken to jail. And they were kind of leery of bringing her back as someone else, and they didn't think, you know, they thought maybe people would notice and think that there was a continuity problem, but they just said, screw it, and they used her as Mrs. Leahy, who is the owner of the trailer park and kind of keeps Jim and Randy in line.
Nice.
We were talking about the Rickyisms. I hope I got the right clip this time.
Yeah. What about Candy? Do you remember Candy?
She was a black chick who was she was Julian's girlfriend.
Season one.
Yeah, and she it was a real short part. I don't know if they ended up breaking up or what they did, but she wasn't in any other episodes besides that. And also a quick shout-out to someone that a lot of people don't know. You know the chick from Juno and that skate movie with Drew Barrymore? And she was in Ellen Page. You know Ellen Page?
Mm-hmm.
She was in season two of the Trailer Park Boys as like a 12, 13-year-old girl. She was Leahy's daughter.
Oh.
So that's kind of weird. A lot of people don't know that. So I think that much that covers majority.
What about Philadelphia Collins?
I don't know his real name, Philadelphia Collins, and his son
Richard
Jacob.
Richard Collins.
Jacob, his son, played a big part in all the seasons. He was always the store attendant.
Yeah, he was getting robbed all the time.
And then
he always idolized Julian.
Yeah,
right?
He became Julian pretty much in season seven. Dyed his hair dark, started carrying a drink around, wore a black T-shirt, grew a goatee. You know, so.
What about Dennis and Terry?
Dennis and Terry were a couple of Chinese brothers that worked with Cyrus. And it was funny. They got out of jail one time when they thought they had a bunch of money, but Corey and Trevor actually fucked them off out of it. So they had a limo pick them up, and they go to their drug dealer's house in a limo, and then Cyrus comes and gets all pissed off. And that's another thing. Bubbles hated going to Dennis and Terry's house because they always got their fucking wang hanging out. They're playing video games in their robes, and you know, they got their birds sticking out, and you got to sit around the house acting like you want to visit with them when really you just want to get your dope and get out of there. And then they're asking Ricky how – this is another Ricky-ism. They're asking Ricky how jail was. He's like, it was pretty cool, man. They got some good dope in there, and we got to watch some cool movies. He goes, we got to watch a cool movie the other day called Director's Cut. And Bubbles goes, it's actually called Blade Runner Director's Cut. He's like, well, whatever the fuck it was a cool movie.
What about Detroit Velvet Smooth?
He came in around season three or four. He was a rapper from out of town that J-Rock had put some of his music on a compilation CD mm-hmm. called J-Rock and Friends, but he didn't get any permission from like Snoop Dogg and these other guys.
And Ricky would call him DVD.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was DVS, Detroit Velvet Smooth, from somewhere else in Canada. I can't remember. He was from Moncton, or I don't know how to say it because I'm not Canadian. Help us, Adrian Bacon Farrell. But yeah, you got any more for me? I think that's about it as far as I know.
Some randoms. Ted Johnson.
Oh, police George officer. Green. He had a Ted Johnson had a random affair with Randy for a while.
What about J-Rock's mother, Linda?
She had short parts. She but shut down their first porno.
From Russia with the love bone.
Yeah, and then Leahy got a hold of that. And that's when Julian went in to get it back and found them all in bondage. That's when they found out that Leahy and Randy were gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they said they were just practicing for a play down at the Blanchard Recreational Center.
Yeah. Erica Miller.
She was another cop. She was a...
Belfer Julian.
Yep, and they were going to take her on the cruise at the end of the episode, and something went down. I don't know exactly. Forget about all these people. That means it's time for a good...
Peterson, Officer Robin.
Robin.
Officer Robin. Usually the second officer with Officer George Green in season 4.
Yeah, he probably didn't. He was probably bald. He called him Q-Ball. Or Ricky did or something. But yeah, you guys, if you don't know the Trailer Park Boys, you should check them out. And if you don't know these Ricky-isms, you should check these out. I'm going to play a few for you before we get out of this episode. Just things that Ricky says that aren't quite right.
Fuck.
Here, you don't worry about the commission. Right? A friend of mine's doing a documentary, don't worry about it. All right. You know, ever since you guys have been around with your TV cameras... Julian's changed. You know, he's getting all frustrated and he's taking his problems in on me and other people in the park. Get the fuck off my property. Off my property.
Hey, Ricky, do you want me to ask my friends down at the police station if it's okay for you to be drunk in a public place and carrying a loaded handgun while you're on probation?
Why don't you start doing your job instead of making false incriminations all the time?
Accriminations.
What are you doing, Julian? The chicken fingers aren't even cooked.
See,
what,
chicken
sarsaparilla or something, you dick?
Sarsaparilla.
Just remember, Leahy, what comes around is all around.
Don't you mean what's all around comes around, Ricky?
Is it fucking over yet? Levi, look, I haven't drank and drove.
Well, there's Levi.
Years,
I forgot about Levi.
I'm sorry about that. If I go back in time, I would. It was one of those things you do when you're young, you're stupid. You know, you have a few drinks, next thing you know, you're in a vehicle smashing into things. It was an accident. You know, there's certain accidents where you may be drunken on drugs, but it's going to happen anyway, whether you are or you're not.
Get out of here.
Forget, I told you this is a stupid idea,
well,
you dick.
You're being stupid again, Ricky. That's why.
I just don't know how to express myself sometimes when I need to be properly different. Fuck.
I got an appointment at 2:30 today with a bank manager. I want to get a loan. The thing is, I want to do this by myself. I don't need other people's help, especially Julian's.
Why are you fucking with me?
This car.
Thing is, when you're shopping for a ring, you gotta take your time because, you know, it's my wife we're talking about. She's not gonna be wearing one of those cubic Zarcarbian fucking things. She's gonna have a nice ring.
This has gotta be the best idea I ever had.
Cubic
think about it. Dope goes for way more awesomer price in jail. Supply and command.
I try to be a bit of a role model for Trina and the other kids around the park. And I think it's good. Like, if I'd had a role model when I was younger, learning how to grow dope, and things would have been a lot smoother. Because now, if some kid wants to grow dope, they can come to talk to me and... Instead of growing dope 6 or 7 times through denial and error, then they're going to get it right the first time and have some good dope.
They're everywhere. Like little piranhagas.
Piranhagas.
It's piranha, Rick. That's what I said, piranhagas.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Trina.
Oh, there's Ellen
this
Page.
This is a very good time, Trina, okay?
Sorry, I just wanted to wish Ricky good luck in his grade 10.
Thanks, Trina.
Trina's all gung-ho when we get my grade 10. I don't want to let her down. And to be honest, I kind of wouldn't mind getting my grade 10 anyway, because... That I could talk to people better, maybe that I'll understand what people say it all the time. Right now, I don't. But the other thing is, it's a catch-23 situation, because I got something fucking around my dope plants right now. And not only that, but Julian's saying, you should be growing dope. Don't worry about stupid grade 10. Well, it's easy for him to say. He's already got his grade 10.
This is weird that Canadians call it grade 10.
Yeah.
We call it 10th
university.
Grade. Like Adrian Bacon, did you go to grade 10?
Dope's on plants, Ricky.
And college is university.
Yeah. Oh, isn't she special? She goes to university.
Can I help you?
We're looking for some books on horticulture.
I think you mean horticulture.
That's what I said.
No, you said horticulture. It's pronounced horticulture.
Man, books make it so much easier to understand, like, really hard thinking and stuff to make it a lot clearer.
This will be the last
Holy
one.
Holy fuck, man, here it is. Look at this. This guy had some sick plants, and all he did was He quantrantined them. So you just gotta quantrantine the plants.
Quantrantine them.
Ricky, where's that? Where did it
say? Right fucking over there.
Quarantine.
Check out this ladybug, Ricky.
It's not a ladybug. It's a caterpillar.
Right. It's a caterpillar. So those are a few Ricky-isms. If you think those are funny and if you haven't heard of Trailer Park Boys, check them out. We're trying to spread the word on stuff we like and share them with you.
Yeah, my own Ricky-ism is, you know, hors d'oeuvres, how it's spelled.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah, no, I say horse to ovaries. Who wants to eat some horse to ovaries?
What are horse to ovaries?
Horse de ovaries. That's how it's spelt. Hors d'oeuvres.
I love horse ovaries.
Yeah.
Those are the best things ever.
They eat buffalo nuts or whatever.
Mm. Who does?
People eat them, man. Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, they eat buffalo nuts.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to eat some horse de ovaries?
I don't know. That's pretty weird. But yeah, another shout out to Bernard Robichaud.
Yeah.
He is Cyrus on the Trailer Park Boys. Our friend Sean McLean is going to try to get him into some Eugene and Portland venues.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
I believe he already has a show booked in Las Vegas.
Right on. Does he have a Facebook page? People should go to his Facebook page and say, come over to the West Coast.
He's got a like page. You can actually search Bernard Robichaud if you want. It's a weird spelling. It's Bernard, which is normal Bernard. And then Robichaud is Robichaud. Or you can go to safetyalwaysoff.com. Mm-hmm. And the more attention that they get, and say if you are a fan of Helium on Facebook or the Green Room or anything like that, hit those guys up and say, hey, we would like to see Cyrus from the Trailer Park Boys come through, because then that will make them believe that it will be feasible for them
Bernard.
To...
Bernard.
Yeah. Bernard Robichaud. Want Cyrus. You know, he's got work to do.
Yeah.
That's what he always says. I got work to do and love to make, so fuck off. And he's like, no, you fuck off. He's
don't you want to see him driving through Eugene in his, what is it, the What a Dick car?
Yeah, it's the it's a Corvette. It's like a 78 Corvette. And it's got Dick spray painted on the hood, and then there's an arrow. Arrow points right to Cyrus. And then it says something else stupid on the sides. I can't remember exactly what it is. But that was when somebody got a hold of a spray can and sprayed the fuck out of Cyrus's vet. And I believe Sean Yancey McLean even has a model of a, it's actually, I believe, a liquor bottle that's same model and make and year of a Corvette, and he turned it into a Cyrus Mobile by spray painting Dick on it with all the same markings. So he's got all kinds of cool Trailer Park memorabilia. So check him out. He's on our friends list. His name's Sean McLean. He's AKA Yancey. We like a lot of AKAs. So check out Cyrus. Check out the Trailer Park Boys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
To bonusode five, I guess. Hope you guys learned something. I think Dustin learned some stuff today.
I did learn some stuff. I had fun.
So this is another side cast bonusode of the Tagcast podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys. Make sure and listen on Wednesday. We'll have another show for you to hump to.
Yeah.
And also coming up this week, we got Joshua Finch on the Tagcast podcast. So check that out.
Happy end of July.
Is it the end of July?
Sure.
Yeah, happy end of July, you guys. We'll let you go on a little bit of dialogue here from Trailer Park Boys. So have a great Monday, you guys. This is a great scene about kitties, so we'll let this play towards the end. Thanks for listening, you guys.
I want my kitty.
Frig off, Bubbles. You gave me the cat.
I didn't say you could keep him, and I don't want him living in a fucking car.
Bubbles, you've got tons of cats. Let me keep
him. He was a loner. I loaned him to you.
Well, I need them. Look at my weed plants. One of them's dead.
I don't give a flying fuck. I didn't never said you could keep them.
What the hell are you doing? Wake me up, Sora.
No cat of mine's going to live in a car.
Julian?
Both of you guys, shut up.
Ricky won't give me my kitty.
Ricky, give him his cat.
It's my cat now.
I don't care. Give him his cat.
Look. See that?
You know why that plant's dead? Because a squirrel peed in it. That's why I need the cat. It protects my weed plants. I got 4 plants left, guys. It's all I got left in my life. Please, let me have 1 cat to protect my plants.
Here's what I know, Ricky. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, you own it. If it doesn't, you don't own it. And if it doesn't, you're an asshole. Just like you.
Stay in the car.
Words to live by from Bubbles.
Get out of here. Ricky, you stay in the car.
Let me out of this car right now.
Ricky, calm down.
You can let me out of here.
I want that cat back. I need him.
Bubbles, get out of here.
Calm down, Ricky.
You just got woken up in the middle of a great dream, and I'm pissed off.
Next message.
So, yeah, check out the Trailer Park Boys. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep.
Have a good one. And trailer.